One of my childhood friends, Mercedes Baker.
Can I get something out of my system?
Wow.
Okay. This is amazing. I'm going to have to spend some time with you. I wanted to also acknowledge your comments as well. You guys, I'm just so proud. So I am, yes, this is a Clark. I'm Mercedes Clark Baker, daughter number four of Captain Alfred W. Clark Sr. and Pastor Emeritus Jalores M. Clark. Now, I'm hearing a lot about community here, and yes, it happened here. And for our culture, for our families, if we weren't here, we were in church. Okay? So yes, that was me saying amen in the corner, but I know there's some other folks who are channeling, you know, giving God the praise, all right? Preacher's kid, deal with it, okay? Now, so my job here is to actually talk about the 14. I got to adjust because I'm the tall girl in fam. And I'm going to apologize. I have my laptop here because I think with my keyboard. So just please bear with me. Fire Chief, were you also in the military? All right, but you got the stance. All right? You got that Fire Chief stance. And Kitty said, I want you to meet him. I said, mission accomplished. Okay? But I also heard about Captain Reed being in the Navy. Our dad was in the Army. So many of our fathers and ancestors served both in the military, if not as, I know this word is kind of not, or this terminology is kind of lost its meaning here recently, but public servants. Okay? It still means something. Okay? All right, I got to see if I remember my password. There we go. We're good. All right, we're live. Now, a couple of things that I wanted to focus in on, and I want to thank the team for the website, the information on the website, the interviews, a lot of our history. I know you're going to be shocked to hear this. Okay, I got a funny filter. I'm trying to control her, but I might slip up, so please bear with me. But a lot of our history is not in our history books. Isn't that shocking? So for those of you who remembered and shared and you told your families your stories, thank you for that. We don't want to lose that history. We want to capture it. Right? Amen. There you go. So, all right, so let me do some of the highlights, some of what Kitty, and God bless her, say your prayers for her. She's been in the hospital. She couldn't be here, and I was volunteered to stand in for her. So pray for me, too, that I will accomplish the mission, but I want to know that she is going to be very satisfied that a lot of what she wanted to articulate and reinforce about the county's support of all of this, even though you had to deal with Wilma and Marguerite, okay? I would have loved to have been in that room. You survived, okay? Okay? Kitty has described herself as being a steamroller down a well-paved highway. Did anybody see that? Okay, all right. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same person. Okay? But the powerful men and women in this community, it's not by accident, right? It's because we had a lot to work through and overcome. We had a lot to prove, not just to ourselves, but to those who said, they don't know they can't do it. I'm not going to turn my nose up, but, okay? Because we're greater than. All right, one of my favorite Bible scriptures is, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Okay, I can work with that. Okay? Now, so I went to Langston Brown. Okay? I'm the last daughter who was at the school when it was segregated, second grade. A shout out to our wonderful and amazing, and he handsome as all get out, Principal Mr. Bill Vollen, who is here in the second row. Okay. Okay. You know, for us to be able to see the men and women in our communities as professionals, it mattered, okay? As I've been thinking about this for the last couple of days, our dad often was referred to in the neighborhood as Captain, Captain Clark, Captain this. It was also called Red for a reason, but the Captain part is what, okay, that's the baby girl. But the Captain, and I was like, you know, I never thought about this when I was a kid, but it was recognizing that leadership, recognizing that position. You know, as an adult person, you process these things on a very different level, right? And so I'm going to try not to get emotional, but no promises. Now, the other person that I saw here that I also wanted to acknowledge, okay, so Langston started as Langston Brown, okay, excuse me, Langston Elementary School, and it's now Langston Brown. The Brown is our dad's sister, Lillian Brown. Apparently, our family is very big into civil rights. And guess what? Civil rights is not about being black. Okay? Civil rights is not about being a minority. We the people. Okay? It's about all of us. So Lillian Brown's daughter, Cynthia Brown, is also here. That's our cousin. Okay? Okay? So I'm going to get that out of the way. Now, a few of the things that I wanted to just highlight in talking about the transition of the firehouse and of the community. As I mentioned in the previous statements, it was in 1951 when Captain Clark and Lieutenant, let me try to get over the type, but Julian Syphax were the first two paid black firefighters. And yes, back in the day, they didn't use the term black. They used other terminology. Some of us will remember that. The Jim Crow era was not pretty, but it still shaped and formed us. It still helped us to make us decide who we were going to be, okay? A few notes of recognition that Julian Syphax was actually one of the firefighters along with responded to a fire in the basement of the Pentagon that took some of that property that I didn't know about, the other fire station. I never knew that, okay? Mm-hmm. Mr. Dale Smith responded to the Pentagon following the September 11th terror attacks. Okay, this is our legacy. As it's already been mentioned that the equipment was substandard, I did not remember about the Women's Auxiliary Group, but it makes sense because, you know, I don't know if you all have heard, you know, black women are pretty special. We're gonna make it happen, okay? We're gonna get it done. But supporting the men who led in this community, it took a village, it took the families to also make it happen. The value of Fire Station 8 here in the community, I remember the barbecues and the movie nights. I didn't remember the putt-putt golf, but our dad was also very big in golf. I thought he got into it after he retired, but now I know, okay? The roots started here, okay? Now, one of the things that I highlighted from the website is that the men of Station 8, and I'm going to quote this here, viewed their vocation as more than just a job. It was a sense of pride for them as role models in the African-American communities of Halls Hill, or Highview Park, Johnson Hill, or Arlington View, and Green Valley, or Nauk. They learn about the outstanding professionalism and courage and capability of the Station 8's firefighters and the EMS personnel in doing these interviews. It meant something, okay? These communities, they weren't bound or restricted by not being accepted. Okay, wasn't rational. I'll let my house burn before I let you save me. Okay, my logic is a little different. Save my, almost said something I probably shouldn't on camera. but save me, please, okay? Now, so racial segregation was a real thing, but we're here now, okay? So my job, my main responsibility is I'm gonna ask the families to be prepared as I call the name of the original 14, I'm going to ask the family members to stand, and I have a couple of special helpers I'm going to ask to come up. Our current firefighters that are homegrown in this community, firefighter Leah Martinez, who you've already seen as she helped a grandfather. And she's pretty, too. And a young man who's kind of special to me, because this is one of my grandnephews who found his journey as a firefighter. And yes, Auntie wept when she learned firefighter Lucas Hatcher. Did you figure out where the family's sitting? Okay, the noise level. So, first of all, I'm going to ask each family to stand one at a time just so you...